Hello, everybody. This is Frank with a totally different topic. Normally, I'm involved in discussing fitness and exercise, weight training, things of that nature, because that is a major interest of mine and one that I've also involved in professionally. Unfortunately, nobody seems to be allowed to just sit on one side of the fence or the other these days. So I want to do a little video about something that's come up in the last weeks and very disturbed to watch, and just a little something for yourself as a civilian or law enforcement or a terrorist or a protester, whatever. And that's the use of lasers during these various civil events. I believe you've seen them. I guess the first time some of you saw them was during the protests in Hong Kong, the pro-democracy protests, when they were using them ostensibly to blind the cameras that were being used by the communist government to affect the facial recognition software. So basically the idea was that they were shooting that at the camera to, it doesn't actually burn out the reticle or whatever, it doesn't burn it out, but it blocks it, okay? Blocking the ability for the red Chinese to capture people's faces, in which time they can put it through software and then come pick them up later, basically come take them out of their house and do whatever they're doing with them. So that's fine. I know I've seen it on a couple of things from some of these protest locations in the United States at federal courthouse and things like that, where I guess the idea was that they were doing the same thing. At least that's what it appeared to be at first. If you've seen or have heard from any of the more reliable news sources, the lasers are now being turned on members of either the state, local, or federal law enforcement. It's caused possibly permanent eye damage, which is blindness, by the way. Eye damage sounds so nice, but it's blinded, possibly blinded a number of people, which will be permanent. Now, I don't know if it's one eye, two eyes, or what, but the idea is that, yes, it has done that. And how does that do it? Well, that's the problem with lasers. And the green laser that seems to be the favorite these days, as we say, we'll just go by colors because I don't think we need to really get involved in all the other important stuff. Let's put it this way. The red pointers that you would see in the high schools and in the colleges, if you stare at one, it's going to screw you up as well. Don't get me wrong. The green one, it's not a company. It is it's a different wavelength, we'll say. Say it's that, and then we'll leave it at that. That can travel, a mile or more. And if you remember it, if you don't remember it from the Hong Kong issue, you'll remember it from the Los Angeles Police Department had an issue with people were, what we'll call painting police helicopters with it. Now, once again, ostensibly to black out the camera, but probably to blind the pilot, try to bring down the plane. And that's what happens. I don't believe that their systems would have had a system involved in it. And I can't say a lot because I'm not with law enforcement or with the military. I'm sitting in a room. A number of systems on combat aircraft get that cough right when you're in the middle of something. So anyway, if you were to paint certain aircraft, there's a countermeasure system that would know that you're consider that to be similar to a missile lock, let's say. We'll just say it's a missile lock. It would sense it would go off, there'd be alarms go off in the cabin. Countermeasures would probably go off. Okay, fine. Blinding a pilot, not a very good thing. They've had issues with that, I believe, in Europe. If you were to read the newspaper a few years back, trying to crash commercial aircraft, that was another terror operation. This is going to be a pro and con, not a pro and con, but both sides of this. A side, people that are out there actively shooting these things in people's eyes. I'm sure you know that these are bad things to do. That particular laser, I would say under 50 yards, and I've had a chance to talk to a couple of professionals today and yesterday, because it was a concern and I don't want to give the wrong information. And I believe that this is close enough for an online tutorial. And within 50 yards, if you were to hit somebody in the eye with that thing and keep it on them for, I don't know, I'm not doing an empirical test because that's not what we do, you're going to cause probably permanent eye damage. The greens. The reds, as you know, you've seen in high schools or college in the speaking, that also is an issue. Usually more of a temporary, I guess we could liken it, if there's any of you who actually have jobs, like a welder's flash, if you have ever heard of welder's flash. Maybe I'm invading myself. So you're going to have some kind of issue there, hopefully not permanent. Green, the spectrum that's operating in, most assuredly, within 50 yards, it's not going to be anything but damaging. So if you point this thing at somebody, and you point it in their face, and you point it in their eye, remember, it's just like pointing a gun at them, okay? I know that's why they put these kind of things in people's hands, because it's so much easier just to do something like that. It's so much easier to pull a trigger than to get in there and have to stick somebody, right? It's a whole different ball game. So somebody's trying to get you to do it, don't do it. And if you do decide that that's what you want to do, that you want to blind somebody because you feel that it's necessary to do it, by all means, get ready to take the consequences. You know, if you're going to get out of the boat, as we used to say, Colonel Kurtz would tell you, then you get ready to go all the way. Okay? And then, you know, chips fall where they will, right? So if you didn't know that's what's going to happen, that's what's going to happen. Within 50 yards for sure, 100 yards, same kind of thing. And this is in daylight too. So don't, if somebody says, oh, it's a daylight, it's just going to scare them. No, the green laser type will harm you in the daylight. They do not dissipate enough issue with the sun to not deliver a punishing amount of damage. Okay? If you don't believe me, look it up. Okay? So once again, put that in someone's face, you're trying to blind them, and you're trying to permanently blind them. All right, so take the consequences as it is. Now, on the other side of the table, the boys in blue. We've just now been seeing this happen in the last couple of weeks. I believe it was federal agents that took the most of the damage the last time out. Those of you who are in law enforcement, if you have not been issued, and I will give myself a second here and look it up again. All right. The best company I can come up with, and this is some suggestions from military law enforcement and some other people, is a company called Laser Vision. And they make one. In fact, I believe they were the company that was solicited by LA, whoever it is, LAPD or LA Sheriff's Aviation, to come up with some type of anti-lasing protective coating. If you know that, if you saw any movies or whatever, and the jet pilots have the screen that comes down over their eyes that is reflective, there is an amount of anti-lasing material on there as well. That's a very big issue in our current day with the military, is dealing with this issue of laser reflection. So the laser vision glasses are probably the best out there, but once again, it's gonna defeat a good amount of the damage. It will not defeat all of it. So as I said in something else, I had talked to somebody, consider that it's water resistant and not waterproof. Okay, if you were wearing these, the laser visions, and they make them, they look like Oakleys. They have two different varieties, one's for a laboratory, and then there's the Oakley-looking ones. The Oakley-looking ones, if you're driving or biking or whatever, and you expect to get hit in the face with one of these things, that's the one to have. It's more, can we say ergonomic? And it's going to give you a fighting chance, all right? get yourself, get your head moved, whatever you have to do. They make laser shielding and things of that nature, but I don't see the municipal governments buying it. But anyway, law enforcement, if you're not issued with something similar to this laser vision one, which runs about $159 is what I see it online for, okay, $159 a pair. If you're not getting issued something like that, then I wouldn't go to work. Let me tell you right now, it's come up a lot with this, you know, I'm watching this Ford Apache nonsense that's going on out there with ill-equipped guys in the field and ill-served by an officer corps that just doesn't get it. So if you're a man on the street and you don't have something like this and you don't have a helmet, I've seen guys with no helmets or face shields or whatever, don't come to work. I hate to say it, but let it burn. If it burns, maybe somebody will take notice and do something about it. But to go out there and, you know, you used to say, oh man, you know, gotta worry about the guns and stuff like that. There's a term, and I can't recall it at the moment, and I'm sorry. But when you're trying to get people to do vile acts, you don't hand them a gun and tell them to shoot somebody in the head that's tied to a chair next to you. Or you don't tell them to shoot that guy across the street. You give them something else to do first. And they wean you into it. And that's the great thing with this laser system is there's no real, you know, there's no real tangible effect for the, we'll call you the shooter. You paint somebody with that thing, their head doesn't blow off. They, you know, maybe they're going to yell a bit. I don't know. Never had it happen. I understand what it's like to have, you know, a big flash in front of your face. You're going to, you know, duck or whatever. You're not going to, you know, get the Hollywood reaction that you think you're going to get. So, okay, it's probably not such a big deal to do it. Well, it is a big deal. You've probably just ruined somebody's life, and the consequences are what they are. So, if I was going to be somebody that had to go out into the field, I'd get myself a set of these glasses and try to voucher it to my department. If my department doesn't want to pay, I would mention it to my union representative. If he's not a total piece of garbage, which most of these guys seem to be, because that's why they allowed you to be so undermanned and under-equipped and under-trained, then, you know, that's where you stand. Why would you go into a coal mine without the right stuff to dig the coal? Why would you cut down a tree without the right safety equipment? Why would you go in front of thousands of screaming idiots that are trying to harm you? I mean, really trying to harm you and not have the proper equipment. You know, it makes no sense. So that's as political as I will get on it. I just wanted both sides to think for a moment what we're talking about here. One side, you know, look at the recourse. Something like that, to be honest with you, and I don't claim to be some secret whatever, secret squirrel. If that was me out there with my guys and I knew what that was doing, you're lucky you don't get your head blown off. If they had an overwatch or something like that, that's almost like an attempted murder charge. You can't kill them, but it should be somewhere up there, grievous bodily harm if they still do that. Because you're blinding somebody. You know, that's a really horrible thing to be doing. And the thing is, it could be very random. So honestly, people out there today, hey guys, laser vision, look them up. Like I said, they look like Oakleys, and they have, I don't know if it's an ablative, they used to call that word, ablative, but it has a way to slow down the bullet, and hopefully save somebody's sight, save somebody's life. And I really wish some people out there would start getting their head out of their ass on both sides of this and do the right thing. So that's about all I have. And otherwise, try to be safe, and I'll get back to my usual stuff after this. Bye.